All right, let's do the best to speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in this week to John Williams at WGNradio.com. That's me. On Fridays, we play back our favorite jokes and then try and pick the joke of the week. Here's joke of the week number one. I just discovered you can just go buy a birthday cake anytime and eat it yourself. Nobody checks. I'm telling you. I walk by the grocery aisle where they have the birthday cakes, and I think those look so good, but it's not my birthday.
Happy it's birthday not Brenda's to me.
But they are so good. A white birthday cake with white icing and flowers. I could eat that every day. But I only get it once a year. Joke of the week number two. I just finished a two-year clown college. No small feat, I'll say. You get it, right? Here's joke of the week number three.
John, did they still make the game Operation?
Yes, but the new models are more realistic. If you order it now, they make you wait 18 months. Sorry, but that's true. Here's joke of the week number four. There's a new dating app for cannibals.
What's it called?
Tinder. Here's joke of the week number five. I once had a cat who swallowed a ball of yarn. Later, she had mittens. I shouldn't laugh at that twice, but I did. Here's number six. How many South Americans does it take to screw in a light bulb? A Brazilian. Joke of the week number seven. I told her, honey, on this Valentine's Day, I want to tell you something. I'm not rich like Jack. I don't have a mansion like George. I don't have a Porsche like Martin. But I love you, and I want to marry you. And I'll never forget her reply. She said, I love you too. What was that thing you were saying about Martin? You don't happen to have his phone number, do you? Here's number eight.
John, for the life of me, I can't remember the name of the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Does Quasimodo ring a bell? Here's joke of the week number nine.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a Russian nesting doll, and John Williams will star as a person selling tickets at the movie theater.
One ticket, please.
One ticket? Really? I didn't get that one at first. I'll be straight up with y'all. Is that a smarty pants joke, Steve, or do we need to just move on? Joke, our listeners get that. Joke of the week number 10. My girlfriend's leaving me if I forget one more important day, so trust me, that's not going to happen again. And this is February, right? So Valentine's Day, that's coming up, right? Hello? All together now. Oh! Here's number 11. My wife got home from work last night and told me the three women in her office received flowers on Valentine's Day, and they were absolutely gorgeous. And I said, well, that's probably why. Number 12, please. Hey, John Williams, I wonder if the people paying $300 for a colon cleanse even know about the Taco Bell $4.99 deal. Joke of the week number 13. E flat walks into a bar. Bartender says, sorry, we don't serve minors. Past, present, and future walk into a bar. I got to tell you, it was tense. Guy with amnesia walks into a bar, sees a beautiful woman, walks up to her and says, so, do I come here often? Guy walks into a bar with a hunk of asphalt under his arm, says, give me a drink and one for the road. I forgot that we had a bunch of them there. It was under the 46-second rule, though. So I thought that that could just be one batch. But we have one more. Another guy walks into a bar and hears, you look great. Have you lost weight? Looks around. There's no one near. A minute later, he hears, hey, handsome, you don't look a day over 30. He sees no one. Bartender comes over and says, it's the peanuts. They're complimentary. I'm never going to look at peanuts at a bar again the same way. Peanuts. Okay, Andy Mazur, the joke of the week was...
Clown college.
Clown, really?
Love
Pete
that.
And I were, we had 15 jokes today. We were going to eliminate one to get it to the Magic 14.
I love that one.
Maybe the Clown College joke goes. It's in there. Steve, which one do you like?
I like the Cat Had Mittens.
Cat Had Mittens. Let's see here. Bob Kessler, where are you going?
Clown College.
Seriously,
yes.
You guys?
I'm very serious about that one.
To the degree you can be.
Yes.
Pete, you're not going to go with that one, are you?
Yeah, no small feat.
Yes.
Pete. Well, it doesn't matter what I have to say about it now. I think I'm going to go with Quasimodo. Rings a bell. But it doesn't matter. So we'll look up who sent us the clown joke. I was actually going to edit that one out, and just goes to show you I'm not the best decider of what's the best speed joke. And we'll randomly pull from the joke sent in. Somebody will win our coveted speed jokes coffee mug.